Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Weather forecast, wind chill advisory until noon today for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Crawford, Carroll, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and until 10 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. There are numerous schools in the listening area that are starting 2 hours late this morning. Among them is the Atlantic Community School District. In the news, authorities in Montgomery County report a Villisca man was arrested Sunday afternoon on drug charges. Kim Eugene Beadle of Villisca faces a possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver charge for allegedly having over 5 grams of the substance. Beadle was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $100,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help in solving a burglary. Authorities say the incident took place sometime between Friday and Sunday at the Villisca Senior Center. The facility was broken into and U.S. currency taken from the office. If you have any information about that crime, contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or your local Crime Stoppers. In a late revision to the Atlantic School Board work session agenda for tonight, the planned reception of petitions asking the school board to call for a special election has been withdrawn. The copy of the revised agenda was emailed to KJAN late Friday night. Now, Thursday night and Friday, we had reported the Atlantic School Board was scheduled to vote on a resolution setting the date for a vote on a $19.9 million bond referendum tonight after having received a petition from the Atlantic School Improvement Committee, or ASIC. Both of those items have been removed from the updated agenda. Other action items during tonight's school board work session include approval of personnel recommendations and payment for the Spanish trip. Discussion items during the work session include the fiscal year 2015 budget and board long-term goals. The meeting will conclude with an informal evaluation of the superintendent. The meeting begins at 7:30. Iowa officials are considering whether to adopt model science standards for what's taught in the state, but critics say doing so would intrude on local school decisions. Iowa was one of 26 states that helped develop the national guidelines for science classes called Next Generation Science Standards. The guidelines emphasize in-depth instruction and hands-on experiments. Many experts say that's a good approach, but some teachers worry about sacrificing the breadth of the lessons. Jill Jennings served on a state committee that reviewed the standards. She says she's concerned that these national guidelines take over what's taught away from local school boards. If the state adopts the Next Generation Science Standards, they would replace Iowa standards that have been in place since 2008. The deadline is approaching for Iowa high school students who want to apply for a seat on the State Board of Education. The department's Mike Cormack says the student must be a 10th or 11th grader.
What we're looking for in that position would be talented young people from around our state who would have an interest in being a voice of the students. That's why the statute's there. It's to provide that input on all the work that the State Board of Education does.
Applications are taken, and then the governor appoints a student to serve on the board.
The state student board member operates like any other board member. They get the same access to materials that the overall state board has. They participate in all the meetings.
The only difference for the student is that they are a non-voting member. Cormack says the lack of a vote does not mean the student doesn't get to give their input.
I personally serve as a non-voting member on the state athletic organizations on behalf of our department. And certainly I've been in those shoes of being a non-voting member, and there's still a lot of influence you can have in that position.
The deadline to apply for the spot is January 31st. Application materials are available on the Department of Education website at www.educateiowa.gov. In the funeral announcement, Violet Vi Clemson, age 88 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Vi Clemson will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Carroll. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dean Orsted, age 58 of Griswold, died January 20th. Memorial services for Dean Orsted will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Philip Pollard, age 71 of Fontenelle, died Thursday. Funeral services for Philip Pollard will be today at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leon Cooper, age 87 of Greenfield and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died Friday. Funeral services for Leon Cooper will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Judy Turner Wright, age 68, of Atlantic, died Thursday. There are no services planned for Judy Wright. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Neary, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Joanne Neary will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be Thursday at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Myrna Nelson, age 76, of Shelby, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Myrna Nelson are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. And Mary Kearney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Kearney are currently pending at the Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.